Well, I was in the courtyard because I'd had a really bad night, and I thought the right thing to do was to go back to the doctors and say, look, this breathlessness is not right. So I rushed down, no breakfast, no cup of tea, got into the car, was in reverse gear, backing out, and woomph, I was out. Now, the next time I remembered anything was coming round, I don't know, they say about 10 minutes, and the engine was still running. People were trying to turn the engine off, but they hadn't realised it was still in gear. I got my foot on the brake, thank goodness, but seemingly had it on the accelerator as well. Anyway, I put it into park, turned the engine off, and that was fine. So that was the first part of the horrendous story.
When did you first learn that the air ambulance was on its way?
Well, quite quickly after that, the first response NHS gentleman arrived and got me into the house. And they then said that the paramedic ambulance was coming, but also Devonair ambulance was on its way. Not very much longer after that, I don't know, 2 or 3, 4 minutes, suddenly a horrendous noise was overhead, and out of the window I could see a helicopter, which was quite exciting in itself, and I was reasonably compos mentis. So the paramedic came in with oxygen, and very quickly I was drinking in wonderful oxygen.
And I gather that despite being in a pretty bad way, your biggest concern wasn't about your health. It was that someone went to get a camera.
Yeah, well, it wasn't so much someone going to get a camera. I was telling them, get a camera quickly. I want some photographs of this helicopter. I mean, no helicopter's ever landed in our garden, which is pretty darn small little garden.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful garden, but it's a pretty tiny patch of grass they landed on, isn't it? You've measured it, haven't you?
I have, yes. It's only 10 metres square, the area that it actually landed on, which was precision landing by any standard. So, anyway, he arrived. They came in, the paramedics got me into a stretcher, and before very long I was loaded into the helicopter, feet first, and swung round, and we sailed into the sky.
You're quite isolated here anyway. We're in the very rural part of South Devon, right in the middle of the South Hams. But things were a little bit more complicated than that week, weren't they? Because the main road from here to Plymouth, your nearest main hospital, was closed.
That's right. Modbury was having some significant work done on its roads, and there was great diversions. Now, Plymouth by road takes to Derriford Hospital, I suppose the best I've ever heard anybody done is just about half an hour, but normally it's 45 minutes. That day, by road, it would have taken well in excess of an hour. A&E was not busy, you know, the drunks hadn't arrived yet, and they looked at me very, very quickly and deduced that it wasn't a heart attack, that it was pulmonary embolisms. So with that, they could start treatment quite quickly, in fact, very quickly. So that's due to Devonair Ambulance being able to get patients quickly to where they should be. Devonair Ambulance is a major contribution to the health of the South Hams.
Clearly, when you were in the helicopter, you weren't feeling at your best, but I gather you were able to admire the view because you saw the golf club where you should have been playing golf that day. You'd normally have been playing golf that day.
Well, that's perfectly true. I would have been playing in the afternoon, and so I could look down, and I was quite compos mentis enough to be able to look to the right side and see the golf course, and I thought, well, I'm not going to be playing today. On the other hand, I thoroughly enjoyed the helicopter ride because, having spent 2 years in the Navy doing national service on aircraft carriers, I actually had trips in helicopters on more than one occasion there. So that in itself wasn't frightening. In fact, I thoroughly enjoyed it.